Ladies, this one's for you.
She's clear by three. Mind that bird runs at her late. Here's the wire. And the filly did it. Rachel Alexandra has defeated the Kentucky Derby winner, Mind That Bird, by 3/4 of a length.
That's NBC's Tom Durkin calling today's Preakness. Rachel Alexandra became the first filly to win the race in 85 years. The second jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown looks pretty good on that girl. NPR's Allison Keyes is trackside at Pimlico in Baltimore, and she's with us now. Allison, what a race.
Oh, my goodness. And I have to say, the excitement you heard in his voice is exactly what people were feeling here. Everybody went nuts when this race was going on. In fact, they are right now affixing an image of Our Lady to the weather vane at the Winner's Circle, where people are gathering, waiting for that celebration. But she was the star of the show from the moment she strutted onto the track. Her hair was done, as any good woman's would be. And there were wolf whistling at her as she strutted by the grandstand. It was absolutely hilarious.
Well, she started on the far outside. She ran quickly to the front, and it looked like she was going to lead wire to wire. And then, just like in the Derby, Mind That Bird came up from behind and did an amazing final end of that race.
He did. She is known as a front runner, and frankly, there was some talk that people were hoping that the track would be muddy so that they might be able to kick some mud in her face and upset her a little bit. But she led from the beginning, and Mind That Bird ran pretty much the race he ran in the Derby. He came from behind. Frankly, most of the reporters in the press box watching it from this bird's eye view didn't even see him move until almost the end of the race, kind of like the Kentucky Derby.
So, Mind That Bird, there's a backstory, of course, because Rachel Alexandra had only run against fillies before today, and her jockey, Calvin Burrell, left Mind That Bird to ride her, which is the first time ever that a Derby winner's jockey switched to a different horse for the Preakness. And, after the Derby, Calvin Burrell seemed so gleeful, almost out of control. He was a little more subdued today.
He seemed a little gleeful. I mean, he raised his arm in the air as they ran past the finish line of the grandstand. But he has said from the beginning, this is a super horse. This is a once-in-a-lifetime horse. And he dumped Mind That Bird like a bad shoe, basically, and decided to ride her.
Now, obviously, there won't be a Triple Crown winner this year, but the Belmont is coming up. Is there any word on whether or not Rachel Alexandra will take on the boys there?
There is no word yet on that, but there is a lot of excitement. As I told you when we spoke earlier, so many people in this crowd were so captivated by the story of this filly. This was the first time she had been up against 12 other colts, and she delivered. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens next.
So the official results again, Rachel Alexandra wins, and Mind That Bird places, and Musket Man shows. NPR's yes. Allison Keyes reporting on the Preakness from Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. Thanks so much, Allison.
You're welcome.